Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Yo, welcome to Reality Gays. This is Poodle, and I have a guest with me, Matthew Mayer. Christina, how do you pronounce this? It's M-A. Mayer? How do you pronounce your name? I'm so sorry. I know we've met before.
Mateo! But, it's been a while. Mateo Mar!
Great. Christina, we're going to have to discuss this. I need everything phonetically written out from now on. Anyway, that's got to be hard, having a name no one can pronounce. So anyway, thank you for coming on my show, on the Poodlecast here.
It'll be a cold day in a dark hell when it's your show.
My show.
Your show.
Our Ciao, show. Bitches. I'm back. Thanks to Poods.
It's been
for
3 months.
Down the yeah. How it was three shows. You did three shows.
Like, this is like, it's like, this is like when people summer in Italy. It was, I did 4 shows, by the way.
Yeah, I know you did 4 shows because, especially certain show with you and a certain, I don't want to use names here. Let's just say the name rhymes with file from a podcast called Fei Fei, 90 Day Fei Fei. I might have got some notes and comments and listeners from of things that were inappropriately said on that podcast.
I stand behind every single thing that was said on that podcast until I listen to it. Then I may have some take backsies.
I got to call Kim. We're going to.
We did go off on, speaking of Golden Bachelor, we did talk about Jerry's Nam flashbacks.
I know. I had a woman who talked, whose father was a veteran, send me a message about it.
Well, we all got pain, Effie. Let me give you some poll quotes while you were gone. Okay. This one says, "Great job, Poodle. I was thoroughly entertained. There were no dead spaces." This one says, "Love the chemistry here. It's like you became a different person without someone dragging you down." I'm not editing.
Yeah.
This one says, "Who's Maddie?" Lovely. Anyway, you're welcome. Well, you're welcome for the vacation.
That's my
Christmas
quotables.
Gift to you. That's my Christmas gift to you.
Okay.
And it's a gift more precious than gold.
Oh, I thought that's your donut. Your golden donut.
Will you accept this golden donut? I tell you what.
I appreciate you. Thank you. I have a little gift for you as well, but I'm not going to wait. I'm going to wait and give it to you on our 90-day show.
How much is it worth?
I see you in person. It's priceless. It is actually priceless.
We'll see about that. I'll get it appraised. I don't want something sentimental. I need cold, hard cash, like apparently Gary. So we're gonna talk about that later.
So I didn't know. I wasn't spoiled. We're recording this on Saturday, December 2nd. I wasn't spoiled in this because I just wasn't really checking things anyway.
I was spoiled right before I saw the ending.
But
right
also,
before I started watching.
There's some other news about Gary. Sissies have been sending me. I have not been reading it on purpose. So you're going to talk about it today and I'll react.
I am going to hit you with it. And it is informative and may inform a little bit about, it's nothing super salacious. Mm-hmm. Like he didn't kill a hooker in Vegas or anything like that. It's all about how ABC set this up. And it's one of the reasons why we believed there's no one who's actually like this.
Mm.
And this is kind of part of how that informs everything. So we'll talk about that. I'll do that at the end.
Okay.
That way, if you want to be completely unspoilt from Gary the Golden Bachelor, and I did not completely destroy him by saying he sounded like Warren Jeffs. And I still can't get it. I watched a little bit of Keep Sweet because it just showed up again, and I was like, "Oh my God, Gary really does talk like that."
Did you enjoy the finale in general?
Yes. I don't know. I don't think I would enjoy a reality show finale unless they actually fed someone to the lions. I feel like
I saw where they did that at the Coliseum.
Oh God, I would have loved to have seen a show there. Get that, Christian. Disembowel him. I would have been that person screaming, "Get him!"
You would have.
Go, lion. I always root for the animals.
I know you do. You always do.
Give the animals a fair shot.
Let them take back the... Take back the
night animals.
When the orcas always take down a boat, I get another text from Poodle.
I love it. I love it when they're just taking back the natural order of things. The animals hopefully will rise up and kill us all, and we will all deserve it.
You look very rested as well. Your skin looks glowy. You wearing
something? Thank you. No, I'm just I did get some sleep last night.
Well, you look nice.
Thank you. I don't know if I got rested because I was working my tail off all week.
Oh, you were in Hawaii.
That was the previous week. I took a vacation, but we still kind of managed it. But that's okay.
Oh, I can't wait. One day you're going to want to leave.
Sometimes we have to take lots and lots of personal time to and inconvenience others. And that is fine. As long as everyone's on the same page.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to be gone. I'm going to go to Scandinavia for 2 fucking months.
Do it. I'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll see. No, you'll get too many things wrong. I can just see it now.
No, I won't.
I'll have to set up the collab so someone will be able to check you when you say something ridiculous.
That's what Christina's there for.
That's true. What I was saying, I liked the finale. The problems I had with it came a little bit with who it felt slightly exploitive to me, but I don't know if a finale like The Bachelor can not feel exploitive.
I was going to say, especially these later versions, I don't know if you've been, they're all like this.
I don't know if you can do that without having the zoom in on the tears.
Yeah.
I will say the hardest thing, the thing that I started almost laughing by the end was the faith cam.
Yes.
Every time something would happen, that was kind of like where one woman was going through misery. It's like, get Faith's head on it. She's the queen of misery.
Well, and 100%, I think she's going to be the Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah, I think Leslie may be a little too, I don't know, what's the word? Destroyed. but who knows? I think it should be Faith.
I think so too.
God, Faith looked gorgeous. And so did Leslie. Holy shit.
I thought Teresa looked beautiful too in that dress.
I do too. I liked the dress at the end. It's still Teresa, y'all. You know how I feel about her.
Yeah, but the hairdresser fixed her hair a little bit better.
They fixed her hair. They gave her a good, the eye makeup was good. Mm-hmm. And it made her, but I think, you know, it's not that I hate Teresa. It is that I never liked how she interacted with the other women. And
yeah, I
always felt like she was there. She was
Are a girl. You are a girl's girl.
I am a girly girl. I am a girl's girl. That's not true. If I was an actual woman, I am not a girl's girl. I would let it be known. If I was an actual woman in the bachelor house, I would throw any of you bitches under the bus to get what I needed. I am the opposite. As a man, I would like to say that I'm a girl's girl.
As a man. But you are not a man's man.
I'm not a man's man. I will throw anyone under the bus possible. If it's a choice between a woman and a man, I will always choose the woman to agree with.
Yeah,
almost all the time. 100% of the time.
That's good. I would actually agree with that normally.
Because the man is usually wrong. My other issues were the fact that we've seen Bachelor finales where they did not do the reveal, where they did not go both to the engagement, the ceremonial engagement, human sacrifice place. But this one felt especially brutal, and I'm not sure why. I don't know. What were your feelings? What did you think?
I mean, it felt very just kind of copy paste Bachelor finale now, the kind that we have. I don't love, and I do love, but I always feel like I hate it when Jesse's like, so, you know, Leslie, what do you want to say to Gary right now? And camera zooms in, and it's like you're having a conversation. You know, when you're a kid and you watch, if you have those parents that like your mom will or your dad will talk to one another while the other one's taking a shit, and you know,
unfamiliar,
you shouldn't be watching this, and something's wrong with it. That's how I feel every time they do these conversations.
It is cringe.
Yeah,
I think Leslie was extremely real.
She came off great on this finale.
I didn't think you got a little bit. Spoiler alert, if you're listening, hopefully you already know who Gary chose.
Oh, yeah, you should know that by this episode.
But when how they responded to letting down, how these two women responded, it's very interesting. Leslie, because she's been vulnerable, of course, lost her mind, and the weird, and how Leslie intuited something from Gary, and then when they had that proposal and Gary gave her a fake out, Teresa went, oh, okay, yeah, okay, sure, it's fine. I want to stab you in the fucking eye.
You saw for a second her eyes go, yeah,
but it was a complete, it just tells you that it was a complete fake reaction. And I think that's what she's kind of been giving us the whole time. I don't know if we see the real Teresa.
I think she's probably has a lot of people pleasing qualities. So it's hard for her to give her real self to someone because she's so worried about Gary's feelings.
I agree. Yep. But reality TV doesn't love that.
But a man loves that. And so that's why he's going to marry her.
Especially if he retired early and don't got no more money.
Oh.
Oh, it is. Oh, I cannot wait to see your face.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Because y'all, at the end of the day, Gary is, if not anything, pragmatic.
Pragmatic.
This idea of, it's interesting. ABC, as always, tries to sell us a fairy tale. But what it winds up being is a case of what's better. What are the things that are lined up for me that weigh out things? And sometimes certain things outweigh romance, true love. Love's not enough. And I agree with that, which is why, to me, this finale was as real as it possibly could have been. This is life.
It's different, too, with this version, because when they're 20 years old, there's not a lot of life that has been lived.
And it's a starter marriage.
And there's not even a lot. Some of them have made a lot of mistakes, but a lot of them haven't. They're not mistakes, but have not just. I'm not saying Gary's made a mistake. I don't know what to think. I'm just saying live life. And it's. I actually think the casting of this is very difficult.
Oh, I cannot even imagine.
Because the shit you have to wade through, because the public is so. We're like the people in the fucking Coliseum, like thumbs up or thumbs down. It's everything is so black
and I
or
love
white.
That about my job.
That's a perk for poods.
Death. I think there's something also about when you're talking about casting. Gary was saying he had to go. He'd like to take a background check, fingerprints, a psych evaluation. He was talking about the Justin Long podcast, and he said it was exhaustive, and I'm sure it was, because what we were kind of sold is they found a man who was like a perfect man, and he didn't have any skeletons in his closet and no one is. No one's this perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. I mean, I would never be the Golden Bachelor. First of all, I'm not that old. But I would never pass the check.
Yeah.
I would never know. I could be a contestant.
You could be a contestant. Yeah, I don't think you ever would be. When they ask you about how is your time spent in the Czech Republic, and your eyes just go wide and you say nothing.
Next question.
Don't think it's gonna go.
Can I get a pass? can I pass over some things?
All right. So
let's just jump in. The studio audience is full of women and a few stray gay men.
Yes.
And the occasional aggrieved husband.
A few. Yes, a few.
This is, and you can also see some of the Golden Bachelorettes in the ladies in the audience.
Ladies.
Faith, Joan, Sandra, and Ellen are right there, and they keep and cute little Joey, who we saw his, I kept thinking when Joey was looking at him breaking the hearts, and they're like, "Hi, you getting ready to do this, Joey?" He's like, "Yikes."
Okay. Sure.
I think they've already filmed it, though. So.
Yeah, I bet
they've already filmed it, or they're at least 2/3 the way through. Because it starts January 22nd. So they've already got most of it filmed.
Because they're doing it around the World Bachelor again. So it's.
Boy, they spend so much fucking money on this show.
Yeah, because it makes a lot of their money.
I guess. And it's so aspirational and makes people want to travel.
With all of your mothers and your grandmothers and your aunties watching, y'all. That's why.
I had a thought. If anything, God forbid anything ever happens to Father Poodle, I'm signing my mother up for the show. Hello, Frank. I am Mother Poodle. I have two sons. One doesn't call enough.
And the other one's gay.
Do you like that? I've become okay with it. You want to see my pride and joy? This is Muffin.
Yeah. Oh, please.
Frank, not too fond of the other women in here. I got to say that.
I bet you, because your mom's pretty. I bet you if your mom moved to California, she would hate it. But if she ever could move and live in California, she would be a commercial actor, a character actor.
Oh.
She would be.
I'd be her agent.
She'd be the new Betty White.
She wouldn't want to wait in line, though. That would be a problem. She's like, what's the hold up?
What do you mean? My audition time said 10:40. I was here at 10:30. Now it's 11:15. I don't know why. I guess you're not good at running the audition.
She would.
Is my time not important to you?
Cool. Just walks out of the audition. And then she yells out to all the other women. They don't respect anyone's time. Where can I get a Diet Coke in here that's not 4:50?
I mean, anyway. we can go through the thing. I mean, we don't have to go line by line, but I don't want to.
Although we are promised an announcement that leaves us stunned.
Didn't get that at all.
Well, they haven't done this in a while. They've done this before when they get married.
Yeah,
when they get married on live television.
It's been a while. Of course, as Gary says, we don't got a lot of time. you kind of go, ugh. Ooh, I guess
Gary has received a diagnosis and he needs to.
Yeah. Yeah. And apparently he needs, so, because it's interesting things you think about.
He's going to get kicked out of his house soon. So
if she gets married to him, then she won't get her ex-husband's Social Security anymore, I believe. Right?
Honey, she's fine.
I know, but that's still money that she's, because she's not going to get, yeah.
Yeah, but she's got GameStop money. She's got GameStop stock money she's fine.
Oh, yeah, I think she's fine.
Treacer is crazy like a fox. She's got plenty of money. She's independent. She's not living in a one bedroom studio starting over like Leslie. Like that song from If Then, Always Starting Over. I have a feeling that's what Leslie is doing. God bless her heart.
I think that's Leslie too.
Always starting over. Boy, that's a cut. Anybody see that show?
That is
If/Then. It was Idina Menzel.
Only 10 people know what you're talking about.
It was kind of like Sliding Doors. Like she was in one life here and one life here. And like if she makes a choice. And my review of it was, If Then was the name of the show. I'm like, I prefer Why Now. never come up with the title of a show that critics could destroy. It's like, I think they should have never, Anything Goes is not a great title. My review would have been Everything Went.
What do people, when you were having subs in, what did people do on the podcast when you started going into just long musical theater? Did their eyes glaze over?
They got silent.
Michelle from Blighty Day could roll.
Well, they had a scheduling conflict last time. Robin was in. And Robin, he kind of just picked with it. He doesn't do what you do, which is just like, oh yeah, I like that. And it's so fucking fake.
I'm just trying to get you to move on. That's my way. Yeah.
They humored me and they listened, and I can tell they had no idea what was going on. So I quickly moved on because I was embarrassed. But at one point I mentioned Absolutely Fabulous and Kyle's eyes just kind of went blank. And I went, this is homophobia. So I was able to call homophobia several times.
That's great.
So that felt homophobic.
Okay. Okay.
Everyone else, Chris and Wah were fine because they were just
they're gay.
They're
gay already.
Mary Payne just kind of stared at me when I would say something. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's what she says.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's what she says about Oakland.
So I just moved on. I did talk about Vanita. Vanita is featured in Joy and Red's story. So I had to talk
Vanita,
about the McDonald's.
Oklahoma?
Yes.
I haven't caught up on all that I missed yet, so I got to do that over the weekend.
You better get going because, Holy God.
I know. Apparently that episode with Kimberly, people were upset.
Oh, well, it's not even that. She called Jenny the C word on a clip of the tell-all. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. There was a man in the airport.
Come for Jenny, y'all.
There was a fucking man with all these tattoos and shorts who called someone that at the Venice airport. And then later I heard him say, I'm from Florida. And I went, well, that tracks.
Wow. An employee?
An American traveling who was in Venice when we were leaving Venice in the airport.
To one of their...
Oh, yes. Yes, he called an employee that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway. Okay, so anyway,
where was I? I was talking about Idina Menzel. I saw it at the Bantages for $25 in the orchestra. That's all you need to know.
You're the one on tangents today. I get it. You're excited. You missed me. You won't admit it, but apparently, I'm going to have to guide this show.
How dare you? I did miss you.
I did. I'm happy to be back. So yes. I mean, they're meeting the grandkids and the kids. It's funny talking about it. It's like, why talk about all this when we just want to talk about Gary crushing all of Leslie's dreams?
Did you notice? I just want to say one thing about the family, his daughters and the granddaughters. I think it's interesting how one daughter you can tell looks like Gary and the other daughter looks like Tony. I got one and one.
Yeah, it's like our friends Jackie and Danny.
That's true. I will also say, you can take the girls out of Indiana, but you can't take Indiana out of the girls.
You cannot.
The ensembles that these women were wearing. That pink jacket.
That fluffy, bright suede pink jacket. If this was in the 80s, I would have started moving the dials because I thought, do you remember when your television was off?
The contrast, the brightness and the...
And you and your brother would play with them, and then your mom or dad would go to watch TV.
Stop doing that! Who messed with the TV?
Am I here?
My father would go,
God damn it, man! I'm just trying to watch the fucking TV!
Yeah, I like it. Teresa's family is all very like Newport, and they've all got little boys have like their breeches on, and everyone's in white like they've been sailing, and you have Indiana coming here.
Indiana.
That's going to be an interesting family blend. I'll say that now.
I'll say that. I agree with that as well.
Teresa's family just came from the yacht club.
So they end up... all the kids meet, you know, they ask, the daughters are asking if he had sex with Teresa, and he said, not going to answer that. He said, what it was about that night, he said, is that the conversation was easier, the hugs were sweeter, and that's what kind of convinced
him. She ran down all of her finances.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. She gave me an itemized yes. listing mm-hmm. of her income and all of her assets.
Yeah, he's like, she told me liquidity. About a high yield savings account. I never knew. So they go on a date that night. Teresa does look beautiful in this kind of zebra wrap dress. I loved it.
I don't know what happened. Her choices at the beginning were awful. Her wardrobe choices.
She finished strong though.
Someone got a hold of her, or mm-hmm. she just started thinking about what's better for the camera, or some wardrobe person said, no, that's not good. It's not going to make you look good. And mm-hmm. her all of her wardrobe choices were on point. I agree.
So Gary tells her, sorry, I gave you vodka earlier when I offered you orange juice. She was like, oops, didn't mind. And so she tells a story about Billy her ex.
My ex-husband, Billy, my late husband, Billy, gave me that. And I made me got sick with orange juice and vodka. And and I forgot that she met Billy at 14. Which, yeah. I guess that's fine back then.
That doesn't make sense to us.
And they married. No, it doesn't. And they married at 18. And what tells you that it makes a lot of sense about how she behaves, because she behaves like a little girl.
She does behave, I think, emotionally like a little girl, and I actually feel like they do. I do think a lot of their relationship, it's not a, and there's different ways to categorize it now, to use wrong, but it's not a trauma bond per se, but it is the sheer, I think what actually.
They
what
both know grief. Having,
well, what's happened now is they, it's, grief can feel very isolating, and they're, I think now they have a shared grief that in a way, Gary, I think, said something that I thought was really beautifully said and true when he said, you know, when you describe the stories that you, Billy and I, that you and Billy had, I feel like I'm getting to know you better through those stories.
Yeah.
And I went, that's a beautiful perspective to look at. And that's actually, I would imagine, a really healing part of their own grief journey of that person.
I think, and it's okay to do this. I think he's choosing someone with the same history and background that he has. He even refers to her as the safe choice.
Like, the safe choice. And later on, he even says she knows, which I think this is true. He said she knows how to cultivate and develop a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
Leslie, y'all, Leslie clearly don't know how to do that.
What is the, what is that quote? Oh crap! It's from some movie. It, and the guy asks, they're a couple who've been together. They haven't been together in a while. Are they seeing? They're seeing each other, and he's like, "So you're telling me there was nobody in that whole time we were together?" And she's like, "I'm telling you, there were a lot of nobodies."
That's a good quote.
That's kind of Leslie's history. Yeah, it's that kind of, oh, I'll remember that movie. Y'all help me remember who said that. It was a movie, some kind of angsty movie that I loved.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's talk about Leslie, because that's Gary, Teresa. Yay, they're in love. Things are great. So Leslie,
I got to say, Teresa made a great impression on these kids.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, she knows how to do it.
She does.
So Leslie, I think, I know what it was. I wanted to say that, where was it? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was thinking about Leslie. Go ahead.
So Leslie's a fun girl, fun, you know, it is.
Fun Leslie.
Guys, our people never usually pick, that are serious in a relationship, they never pick the fun one. They're always going to pick stability, which argue that whether it's right or wrong, but that's,
when
Leslie
it comes to
is for Gary is good time Leslie, the one you bang.
He even says, she's a lot of fun and makes me laugh. Y'all, there's an implied but at the end of that. That's what they called me in college. Implied butt.
There goes implied butt.
Hey, boys, it's always there. You just don't know it.
Hey, I need my car keys back. Spit them out.
Hold on.
So they're talking about their humor. Gary does make a good joke. She's like, I really knew I liked him when he said the word fuck. And Gary says, that was an exclamation, not a question.
Not
mark.
A question.
That was a good one, Gary.
And I wrote, you are so droll.
They talk with the grandkids, and even now, the granddaughters are like, I was crazy about Teresa, but now I like Leslie. I don't know.
Okay. I feel like this was massaged, because I don't feel like
the kids liked
Leslie as good as well.
Their faces after Teresa, to me, were
They literally, Teresa's also grandmotherly.
Also, like, well, she's close to his age.
Yeah. Leslie's she 60? Is like hot, or maybe a couple years past that, but like Leslie's like hot MILF, hot like aunt.
And she's the one that's had like news and stuff about her being being gross and like right? Is she the one that said I'm famous?
I think so. Yeah. She's been where she was at a restaurant or something and she's like, don't you know who I am?
And that's coming from a sissy. So you know it's true.
That's our sissies don't lie. Sissies don't lie. So later on, even the daughters seem to kind of understand her, let's say, transient state of life, that she may not be as stable.
No, they even notice like she's emotional. So that makes me wonder because one daughter said, you know, you haven't been crying today, Dad, which kind of is just Gary sobbing every day. And they're like, but that makes me feel good that you're not so emotional.
And they even ask her, they ask her really pointed questions like, so, you know, he wants to travel. He wants to do all these things. Do you want to do those too? And she says, yes. And then Leslie says, like, do you want a proposal? And she says, yeah, but it does scare me a bit. I've never been committed in that death do us part.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Way. And the, y'all, you could almost see the I Love Lucy look on the daughter's face.
It's because I agree with the daughters. When you look, when they, she said that, I went, oh, that's true. Leslie talks about this commitment as she's going to give
the
it
shit out of her, though.
It's going to, she's going to give it her best shot, but she's terrified. And there's not a knowing that someone's going to make this work.
I
think looking, that's what Gary saw too.
Looking back now, I don't see how, I think choosing Leslie would have been the really crazy romantic choice. Throw caution to the wind. But Teresa is the pragmatic. Let's have fun. Let's live off your money.
I don't think they would have gotten married, Leslie and Gary.
I don't think so.
I think they would have banged it out.
Ain't nothing wrong with living off money, I've heard. Living off someone's money.
I'm still waiting for you to do it the right way.
So, y'all, they're worried that she might not say yes. And now I think this was the nail in the coffin for Leslie. I think for Gary, because when the daughters went, we're not sure that she's a sure thing, and we're just giving you our read, and you probably can't see this.
Where they were felt very safe with Teresa, and yeah. I do agree. I think that was the nail, and I think that's what led to then that night with Gary when he goes on a date with her. Y'all, that date was fucking awkward.
Well, even that, even before that, when he's sitting there and she's like, it seems like you're not quite yourself. Because, y'all, she's super intuitive because Leslie's a survivor and she's gotten by on her instinct. She's scrappy.
She is scrappy, yeah.
And anyway, you're right. The date is extremely – and then at one point – and that's one of the things I wrote down was no one was as devastated as Leslie, except Jennifer Love Hewitt. You saw the camera just focus on her? Have people checked on JLH and saying everything is okay?
It's so weird who's in the audience at the back.
But like there was the surreal focusing on Jennifer Love Hewitt when
I love her.
Me too. And I love that Jennifer Love Hewitt she's on that 911 show.
She is.
People say it's great.
I didn't know she's on that. Good for her.
What you think she's on?
They play in Italy. That's all they play are those shows all the time.
Yeah, they're people who work on and work on those shows. You want to be on those procedurals for a very long time because you're literally wiping your ass with $100 bills.
Y'all, not only in America, literally. It's all over. It's interesting. It's not even they're not even dubbed. They're actually in English too. That's all they watch.
If you're on one of those shows, I am so proud for you. And you deserve it. And you better.
Petey is on one right now.
You hold on to that job for grim death. because I'm telling you, ain't nothing like that. That's like Seinfeld money.
Oh, it is Seinfeld. What? They're on a show called, I think it's Missing Persons Unit.
Oh, I thought it was 911. Oh,
no, Missing Petey. Persons Unit. Oh, Petey's on Missing Persons Unit. Whatever.
Great. Thanks for that non sequitur.
We need to start ours so we can be on one. I still think, I mean, Drew Drogi already took it, but I still think we could.
Gay SI.
I was going to say, if you haven't watched Drew and Mike Rose do Fagney and Gacy, that's
Fagney
hilarious.
Fagney and Gacy.
But Gay SI, I love that. Mm-hmm. A new,
we just,
yes.
But it's, we just specifically look for cum stains.
Hey, I am. Gay SI, and then there could be Gay SI West Hollywood, Gay SI South Beach, Gay SI Seaches. Palm Springs. Yes, Seaches, Palm Springs, Gay SI Hell's Kitchen. That is a show. Write that down.
I'm like, smells 3 days old. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a cop. I'm a tough cop, and I'm gay.
Got that? Got a problem with it? I'm gay.
Yeah, you would be the cop every time saying, I'm gay. You got a problem with it? There's like guys fucking. You're like, anybody got a problem that I'm gay?
Anybody got a problem with the gay cop? The pink line.
Can
anyway.
Someone make a meme of us for Gay SI, please?
I can see. Yeah, I would love that. So later on, this, y'all, she starts saying, she's like, I'm afraid it was me doing this to you. And she's like, I was vulnerable with you. And I said, remember, y'all, and this is a really important distinction to make. And please hear this and say, and know there is a distinction. There is a difference between vulnerable and needy.
Mm-hmm.
Needy comes from a place of stuff that you need for you, stuff that you need. Vulnerable is sharing.
Yeah.
Different. It is different.
Yeah.
And she's coming off as needy here. And honestly, I don't know how she wouldn't, because she's so confused. He's acting different, but it starts to feel like she's in a spiral.
I think there's a little bit, though, of I don't know if it's like a nepotism, but there's a little bit of like, and even at the end when she's like, but your words, you said that you loved me and we could be together. And I'm like, honey, did you not watch any of the shows? Every bachelor and bachelorette falls in love with two people. That's the point of the show.
Right. But the stakes are so much higher because these people are older. And also, they see Gary as a man with such integrity, he would never lie.
But and I feel like that too.
But it's the way that they've built this man up.
But I just want to say, in what we a little bit know about Leslie and knowing her earlier in the season, I do feel like there's a little bit of, she thinks her shit's hotter than anyone else's already. Because she's younger.
Oh, yeah, she's the hottest.
She's pretty. So it is a little bit of that playing into why she's so shocked that it wasn't her.
Then we get the three-pronged attack where I took what I could only as death blows, where she says, Gary, you made me feel whole.
Thanks for that. Thanks for that.
Now, I can't imagine being without you.
That's such a wonderful thing to say.
It is like robot Gary's malfunctioning.
And then, I just love you so very much.
He does. He completely just, mouth, and he's just sitting there. And,
y'all, that's when Jennifer Love Hewitt,
oh,
poor thing, lost her mind.
Oh, she's just going, oh,
she
God.
Just grabbed her face. I would not be surprised if Jennifer Love Hewitt placed a call to Leslie. After this, and I would watch those interviews.
I would.
Jennifer Love Hewitt is on 911, but she was great on Ghost Whisperer. When I was dateless sometimes on Fridays, I would watch Ghost Whisperer.
You really are a fan. I didn't know that.
I didn't know I was either. I think she's incredibly open as an actress.
You really like her. I'm glad.
All the way back to Party of Five when her boobs got real big.
Well, did you see they just did a holiday movie with Scott, what's his name?
Scott Wolf.
Scott Wolf. And someone thought
and Lacey Chabert.
Oh, it was Lacey Chabert, yeah. And she played.
Jennifer Love Hewitt's not slumming it in Lifetime. Are you kidding me?
But somebody.
JLH is above that. God, I didn't know I was such a fan.
Wow, you are really.
No, I didn't know I felt so strongly about her. I feel like I'm really defensive.
You are.
She was the guest of honor at this tell-all.
We need to move on.
Sorry, I'm. Yeah. Y'all, then he tells Leslie to be happy. First of all, don't you fucking tell me how to feel. That's the first thing out of my mouth. And
not hers. I mean, I think he's trying to be encouraging.
I get it, but don't tell me what to do.
No. Mm-mm.
So anyway, again, I'm just hoping I wrote down.
It's so clear he's not into this. And what I appreciate, instead of making us go through the motions of that we already know now, He says bye to her, and he's like, it's time for you. He hugs her goodbye. He's sitting on the steps crying. She's inside crying, and she's like, I'm not confident now. I knew today he was off. And that's when Gary's like, I got to go back in to talk to her.
Yeah. And then he says, when I left you, you asked me if there was something I needed to say to you. And then we do this horrible cutaway.
And you see, even Jesse is like pissed at the cut. Even Jesse's like, fuck! He kind of throws his head back.
Susan goes, fuck, go fuck yourself. The camera was on Susan a lot too, because Susan was Susan was crying, and every time it was on Susan, she was talking to the other three women like they had just seen Cats. Yeah. Like, oh my God, did you see that one? Did you see that one's performance? Oh my God, can we go to the Nutcracker next week? God, I love Susan. So, you saw the Askin Quartet make an appearance on Joey's season.
Yes.
April and Susan and
Kathy.
And Kathy and
Nancy,
yeah.
Yeah.
They're all showing up.
They're gonna be there.
Make
y'all.
That show happen.
Yes, I would watch that in a second.
So later on, he basically says,
he tells her, I've made a decision.
I've fallen in love with Teresa, and this is the direction I'm going to take. And
then you kind of see why Leslie maybe isn't the best in long-term relationship. Cause her first response is everything you told me is a lie.
I would have done the exact same fucking thing. I'm going to say that right now. That would have been my reaction.
I don't think it would have been mine, but it was honest.
At least it's honest.
It's honest. It's not I don't think it's her how the way she feels.
It's not 100% Accurate.
Accurate. But it is how she feels.
It's how she
in
feels.
In that way, yeah.
And at one point, and he says, "You're both wonderful, but only one of you has money." I mean, is right.
It's right.
And
if I knew how much pain this would have caused, I never would have taken it.
And then he's like, she's like, "It's so typical. This is all my life." When she goes, that's when she goes into it, y'all.
Yeah.
And then he says,
"Don't think that way. Don't think that way."
And she's like, "Don't you tell me what to fucking think." And that's when the audience applauds.
Yeah. She actually says, quote, "I can think whatever the fuck I want." And that was great that was basically all the
men
women
are
that
always
have telling had to deal with
what
men
women
telling them
how women are to feel. Yeah.
She doesn't get this. She's like, "You can say you love me," and then 12 hours later you change your mind. And she starts saying, she said this again later, she says, "What went wrong?" And she's not getting that nothing went wrong. And he tries to explain.
Well, he says it's not that nothing went wrong. Maybe this is later. But something just went better with Tracer. And I also wrote down, you don't want to know the answer to this. It's not going to be enough for you. It's like when someone says with their relationship, when someone's like, what went wrong with our relationship? No answer the other person's going to give you is going to make you, it's going to heal you.
Yeah.
You got to do that yourself. Yep. Because at the end of the day, it's not going to come from that person. No one's going to give. We've said this before. You can't get closure from other people.
No, you can't. You can't get closure or self-love from other people or love. And she does say, she says, "I feel like you took me down a path and you left me there." And that actually is not a fair statement, because that to me is shirking all the responsibility of this relationship on Gary. Mm-hmm. She went down this path with him too. She co-created this relationship. And for her now to be like, he like deceived her or blindsided her, I don't think that's true.
It's not. And in the moment though, I think I would say something like that.
But I think it shows Gary made the right decision, I think, because fighting with her, because I think she's has a bit of an ego. I think he would always have to just apologize, even if he wasn't.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because she would make it about her feelings more than
he is. I agree. And of course, they go right to the Faith cam. Anytime there's devastation. Close up on Faith. Is she wrecked?
Hold Faith's hand. Thank you, April.
Yeah, they're all rallying around Faith.
Rally around that Faith.
So, if she's not the Golden Bachelorette, I will eat several hats.
Several hats. Leslie does say, "Well, I thank you for not embarrassing me and me standing in a $60,000 dress." And
I don't think it's going to be
$60,000 dress. But thank you for not embarrassing me this way. And she said, "Teresa's a great girl. I can't say anything bad about her." And Gary says, "I'll see myself out." And he leaves.
And later on, Leslie is there, introduced. And she looks great. I'm sorry.
I'm a bad person, Jesse.
I took a really good person. I pulled their heart out. I fucking broke her heart. I hate myself.
Now, do I think this is authentic? I do.
I do too.
I do.
Yeah, I think the image he said, the image of her face, I'll never get out of my head.
I don't know about that. I think, though, the emotions he's having then, what I will give Gary is he does seem to have some emotional vocabulary, unlike a lot of men at that age. So 100%. I will give him so much leeway for that.
I agree.
And I think that's one of the things that these women loved, because they're used to men just talking about, they go on dates, men just talking about fishing and their 401ks and how their grandkids hate them.
Oh, God. Even like where I'm on a bus at the fucking airport in Germany trying to get to a plane, and I just have to listen to American men talk about fucking sports. And I went, God, can I just get away from this?
American tourists are the worst. And you notice they always talk louder. than everybody else around you.
Yes, yes.
There was in Hawaii, I would totally recommend going to Hawaii. We're going to talk about Italy and Hawaii when on the 90 Day shows. But when I will tell people, if you want to visit Hawaii, it's lovely at any time of year. Just know at Thanksgiving, you're going to be surrounded by a lot of multi-generational families.
Whoa.
Grandpa, grandma, kids, adult children, and other children. And in some cases, great-grandchildren.
Whoa.
And so you'll have lots of grandpas with booming voices at the pool telling their kids how to run their lives, which was triggering. And also children, and also hot dads playing with their kids in the pool, which was also triggering because that never happened for me. So I was triggered on every way possible.
You just were full on smashed by 11 a.m.
It was fucking Cats in the Cradle constantly. And I was like, I'm so glad we're gay in here.
Let's give me another Mai Tai and let's go have an orgy.
Let's go pick up a 21-year-old on the apps.
Let's go.
This is fucking... Get me out of Breederville. Anyway, and into Breedville.
Oh, okay. No, 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 no.
Okay, where was I? Sorry.
So Leslie is talking... This is on now live. And Leslie is talking to Jesse. And she was talking about... She really felt 100% certain. She was that girl. We already talked about this. And so Gary comes out and talks to her. And that's where we have, again, this... kind of a cringe kind of conversation of her still, you know, saying she's like, I was blindsided. Why wasn't it me? And Gary
also
says,
oh, I want to say before that, this gutted me. She's like, I was so confident in the choice that it was him. I picked a dress. I wrote my vows.
She did write her vows.
Y'all don't write the vows early. That's the kiss of death.
See, I when she said it, I went, you dumb bitch. You I know. Not and get the show.
And that's when I went, you really went, you closed your eyes here.
What's it called? Counting your cooks before they catch?
Counting your cooks.
No, you count
your chickens before they're hatched.
That's it.
Cooks.
What the fuck? Why do I want to think about chickens when they're just birds who are going to kill you?
Oh, by the way. I think you would love Kauai, and I want you to go there, but I want to be there with a camera because there's chickens all over the island.
Nope.
Thank God. It's the most beautiful island.
I went to Italy when it was cold and there were hardly any birds flying around.
What about Piazza San Marco?
It wasn't that bad.
Really?
Because of the cold. Yes, it wasn't that bad.
I was going to tell you, there are places you probably should not go in Italy.
I was very concerned. I think it's more of a summer thing. It was great.
It's Pigeon Town.
I know.
Anyway, so she says, I go through life cautiously optimistic. And I think that's a little bit of erroneous for her to say. What she does is she ignores... What she meant is she ignores she ignores maybe gut feelings that she has. Instead, she kind of becomes a romantic and forgets everything pragmatic.
Yeah.
Is a show where he's dating someone else.
Exactly. And Gary says, too, I don't know if I would have done this if my heart knew what it was going to go through. My head got it, but my heart wasn't ready for this. And so I was giving everyone my complete attention.
Yeah.
And he's like, it didn't go wrong. It was just right with someone else. And she said, I don't know if I can accept your apology, but I understand it. And
yeah.
Leslie said, you know, when Jesse asked her, she said, I'm glad he told me he loved me because she gave this great message of, you show me I need a man with integrity. And I'm not angry. I'm just hurt. And I thought, well, that was a very well said distinction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In some ways, I kind of wish Leslie was definitely the one that was hurt, but I'm glad he was able to say things like he apologized to her, but at the same time, I would have liked him to defend, you know, I chose the person who was right for me at the time. That's the show. And or
he said that, but he never said that's the show. I think if he would have said that, it would have felt cruel. Like
I agree.
Like him saying, I chose her. That's life. And
it would have been a Jake Pavelka kind of situation.
Think especially as because he's a
Did
smart
you ever see them? Jake and Vienna? Oh God, he was so awful to her.
I did not see that.
Oh. They were like on a fucking talk show too. It was one of the most uncomfortable things. You can Google Jake and Vienna on talk show and how he's so awful. He was hot too. He was the pilot.
Anyway, so okay. So we see him. He sees Teresa at back in Costa Rica that he proposes to her. He's like, you're the person. He says, you're the person that I can't live with. We already talked about this. We see Teresa basically shit her pants.
Okay.
Just kidding. You're the person I can't live without. Yeah. She's like, that was good. So he gets down one knee, asks for a marriage, and then he actually pulls out an actual golden rose.
I wonder if this was heavy. That was my first thought.
I thought so too.
I think it was probably cheap and definitely not solid gold.
Maybe. So then they come out. We see them. Like we said, she looks gorgeous. He looks great too. But I love this dress. And they ask about the overnight because people keep – and Gary is still not answering that. But Jesse does say, what was it about the overnight? And that's where we said that he said, well, because –
Anal.
Anal. But he talks about, I knew she could maintain a long-term relationship with her Ira. I mean, her heart.
So did you hear them say, I think Billy and Tony would be really happy for us? And I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are, Noah, thinking what dead people want? Like I've said before.
Oh, if you die before me, I just to piss you off, I'm going to be like, you know what? Poodle would have wanted me to give half of this money to little orphan children. Poodle would have wanted that.
What a sucker.
Oh, but no, I'm going to say all the time, it's what Jake would have
wanted.
What
I would have wanted?
Mm. Yes.
They've got enough charities.
Just to piss you off when you're dead.
No, this idea that people think, oh, they would have been happy for me. I'm like, don't speak for your dead wife or your dead husband. Jesus.
Well,
I get it what they're saying. I don't know if I love the idea of.
I understand what you're saying. I think it's though like, it is a way though, and maybe they're seeing it this way, but like, I think they would have been happy. It makes you feel like they're there more. Cause I feel like I actually would argue and say, this is not a relationship of two people. I feel like this is a relationship of four people.
It's a foursome.
And two of them are dead. But the ghosts are there, and they are.
That's kinky
present.
As hell.
Jesus. Wow.
Ooh, so that's even a lot for me.
Y'all, okay, don't pull over. We're remote. There's a police siren by me.
Tell them to fuck off. We're talking about The Bachelor.
Now, Teresa does says, I'll tell you, I knocked his boots off with kissing.
I didn't hear that. I thought she said knocked his boots off.
She said with kissing. She tries to say, I'm a good kisser. So, y'all, they get the thing. There's no age limit on love. Don't waste any minutes. Love, 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 love. It's our first golden couple. I did enjoy the transition when Jesse said, and we're back with our newest and oldest couple. I was like, that's a good, you can really only say that on this show.
And Teresa says, when I go into stores like Bertolt Goodman or Hermes, people always say, oh my God.
Oh my God.
And we also see a trailer for Joey's.
Yeah, we're not covering that. But we do see asking.
I don't think we're not going to cover it. Yeah.
No, I don't think. I actually would like to cover The Bachelor as for fun. I just don't think we have the time.
There's not a lot of time.
It's a lot bigger thing. Yeah, but it would be fun. It would be fun with the young. There would be a lot of reality gaze theater with all those young people.
I wish we could just do it and then like stop after it gets to the serious shit.
Like the first six episodes, and then we're out.
And I'm like, eh, bored.
Bored, yeah.
So we find out that ABC is sending them to Italy on their honeymoon. Well, he says it'll be their honeymoon because we don't got much time left because apparently we're going to get murdered.
So we're going to get married on January 4th live.
On TV. Like, who wants to marry a millionaire with Darva Conger?
This is almost as exciting as Cher's Christmas album.
Let me just say, I watched it in Hawaii. And when that came on, this is how sweet the guy I'm seeing is. He got a bungalow by the pool, and we watched the parade. A little TV. Because I wanted to watch the Thanksgiving parade.
Oh, that's very sweet.
And he wanted to watch the dog show.
I love the dog show.
He's a dog person. Even though his dog recently died. Did I tell you? Well, his dog died.
Oh, when? I'm so sorry.
I can't believe I haven't told you the story. And I'm just going to tell it on the air.
Great.
I met his dog kind of like New Year's Eve-ish, and I stayed over that night, and I was kind of like,
the next day.
I met the dog, and the dog was kind of like not feeling well, and I put my... I was like petting the dog, and the dog kind of was like going away, and I was like petting the dog, and the dog was kind of like being nice. But I could tell the dog wasn't feeling well. The dog died 36 hours later.
You killed the dog.
It was a perfectly nice dog. It was a perfectly nice dog. The dog was old. The dog was a boxer.
Wow.
And the dog was
a boxer. That was my first dog.
Yeah, you've said that before. So the dog was having stomach problems, and then they discovered
we have an animal here on my desk of a boxer.
It looks ridiculous.
Wow. You
he said it's sweeter.
You cleared the deck, didn't you? You needed all the attention on the poodle. That's what you need. All the love for you.
He said, I think she might have wanted to meet you and that was it.
One love came out of his life and another one came in.
I didn't see it like that. I just thought the dog just went, well, I'll never compare to that.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
In all honesty, the dog was a little bit old for a boxer because they don't live that long.
Please don't post about your boxer in the Facebook group. We don't approve dog posts because everybody gets crazy about
them. We can't approve pet posts. And it is kind of sad.
You all go fucking crazy.
Because they always go sideways. And someone's like, but what about, nope. They always go sideways.
You're going to post a picture of your dog in a Santa hat, and then someone's going to start screaming at you in all caps and say, did you get that from a breeder? And then we're off and running.
I promise you, y'all can't be trusted Facebook group to do dog posts or any pet posts. It goes, people's pets are more precious to them than their children.
Yes.
And it's off limits.
As they should be.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, what a circus. Oh, what a show. That is our show. And that's what I wrote down. What a circus that they're having this wedding televised. They've done them before, like bachelor weddings, but none this soon. So we'll see.
We will be doing something for that. So stay tuned. We won't be just leaving you in the dark.
Here we go. I'm now going to share the Jerry from this is a oh, sorry yeah. Gary. The Hollywood Reporter did an article, America's most trusted news source, almost as good as Starcasm. Mm-hmm. Hollywood Reporter article was called, I want to get this right because I'm going to cite them and quote them. The Golden Bachelor's Not So Golden Past by Suzanne O'Malley and Barbara Lippert. So Gary was portrayed as a retired restaurateur. Remember that?
Yeah, he was portrayed as someone with wealth. Not wealth, but...
But it's suggested. Like yes, he retired. They said he retired at 55 and he's kind of been living since then. Au contraire. So he owned a drive-in, a hamburger franchise. And so it wasn't like, it's not a restaurant. It's an In-N-Out burger. But that's a restaurant. But still, he sold that in 1985. After that, he had kind of sales and management positions in the meat business and he worked. And he did kind of like other jobs, like he did hot tub installing. Okay. And he was a maintenance man at a mental health facility.
Okay.
And there, it's interesting that we talk about that. The mental health center is where he met a woman who they're calling Carolyn. They don't call her real name because she didn't want to be talked about. Whom he had a 3-year relationship with. Remember, he's basically said on the show, he has not had a woman in his life since Tony. That was a lie.
Yeah, that was a lie.
So it began 1 month after his wife died. Now, I'm not here to judge him for that. That is when your mother had the man's light go, when she saw the light go out of his eyes.
When she saw the light go out of his eyes. She dated, got into a relationship with a really ferocious alcoholic just a month later.
It is a very common thing.
Yeah.
Because you get lonely. And so I'm not here to judge him for that. But it does make you give pause to this kind of angel on earth that we think Gary is. Anyway. She was 14 years younger than he was, and they dated for 10 months and then lived together for a year and 9 months.
Oh, wow.
So this isn't a fling. This is a substantial, almost 3-year relationship.
Yes.
So I understand how this wasn't convenient for the show.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, what holes this fills in.
Yeah.
And anyway, but after his wife passed, he also went out with a waitress from a bar and restaurant near where his lake house was. So he did date around. They said he dated 4 or 5 other women, but this was the woman who was consistent. And people who knew Gary and knew Carolyn said, the idea of Gary not having kissed another woman in 6 years is stupid. And it's a lie. So these were things the show actually manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
And then Carolyn says that he also used lines on her like these used on the ladies. Because of course he did.
Of course. We all use the same lines.
We all do that. But he asked Carolyn to move into the lake house almost a year before she would consider it because she was skeevy about moving into the house of a widower. And then she finally said yes. She gave up her life in Iowa. Gary promised her elderly mother that he intended to eventually marry her. She quit her job and got a new one near the lake house in Indiana. Then, she says, the surprises started. Gary told Carolyn that her share of the expenses would be about $1,000 a month. That they were going Dutch on everything.
Okay.
And she said, I would pay my half of the meal to him in advance. And when the check came, Gary would pay the whole check, and it would look like he was the man to pay the whole check. Boy. So y'all, Dutch Gary, and it makes perfect sense because y'all, Teresa and Gary can go Dutch. Leslie can't go Dutch.
No, she can't.
Anyway, so she was packing. He had his high school reunion, and he looked at her and said, I'm not taking you to the reunion looking like that, because she said she had put on 10 pounds. And she said, from stress. But she said, I certainly wasn't fat. And that led to the breakup, and he told her to be out of the house by January 1st. While she was packing, she fell down the stairs and required a trip to the ER and foot surgery. And Gary accused her of the fall as using this fall to excuse to prolong her stay, and thought that she might sue him.
Wow.
He refused to let her stay in his house during the final 2 weeks' notice she gave her boss, and told her to go to a hotel. And at the end, and he did say, let me know when you get to your hotel a lot. And okay. And this has been all been confirmed by her friends and relatives, and certain relatives and friends of his.
Wow. So I mean, this I'm all sure happened. His part of the story too, but that did, wow.
Woo. And I'm not really here to talk about all of the mean-spirited things. I'm here to talk about the finances. It just tells you that's really important.
And it seems, but it's not on any of these shows we talk about. I will say, I got to give it to Love is Blind. It is one of the few shows that actually will talk about finances as in dating, because none of these shows do that ever. Because they do that, y'all, because you don't want to think about your finances at home.
Yeah.
So they don't want to bring it up because they want you to have a escape from the show.
And because what we hear when we see Gary is suit, how they've dressed him.
Yes.
Lake house.
Yep.
And that and retired at 55.
Mm-hmm.
I think loaded. And that is not the case. Now,
because here's the deal. If he was, I'm just going to say this. If he was an older man with wealth, he already would have been remarried.
Thank you. Ding, ding, ding.
He would have been already a bachelor.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
And she would have been 35.
Yes, he wouldn't.
At the most.
Because men are pigs. And there's no gay men or straight men.
We're all pigs.
Yeah. Sui-wee.
That's what my tramp stamp says.
No, it does say sui, y'all. It does.
So I would just like to let this inform, or maybe this may have informed his decision-making of he wants to live the good life, y'all. By the way, they're moving to Charleston, South Carolina. They're moving to my state.
Oh, wow.
So they want to travel. No.
They're just
she has a son. She has a son who lives outside Charleston, and he was talking that he wanted to move to some place like Charleston, and she mentioned that. And he's like, well, let's just move there because they can, because she's got a lot of money. Okay. Leslie couldn't go Dutch with him.
You know what? I met a lot of people. I met this daughter and this daughter with her mother, and then another daughter with her father, and they were on trips with their parents. Yes.
I think it's lovely. I just don't see a lot of gay men taking their mother's place.
I disagree.
Maybe we should.
I think a lot of it has to come to I think a lot of it is about the idea of you imagining spending at least not even 3 days alone with your mother somewhere horrifies you to no end.
I could do it, but in a tourism situation, I don't think I want it. I will say I the daughter mother thing I do see a lot. I don't know if there's a lot of gay men taking their
I disagree.
Places.
I think there's a lot of gay men that take their mama on trips.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
Well, we
come
don't
at
have
us
a lot
gay
of,
men. Come at us gay men who take your mothers on trips.
We don't have a lot of gay men to listen to the show. It's just women. So anyway. All right, everybody. That's it.
That's the show.
That's your Golden Bachelor.
Wrap up. Smack it in the bag. It's done.
We'll see you for something in January. We'll let you know what we're planning with that. We're going to try to mix it up too. Stay tuned for an earth-shattering announcement. That's not really that earth-shattering.
We will be covering the Golden Wedding. So yes, yeah, so January 4th is the date of that.
Don't you worry. All right, everybody. We will see you then. Until then, we want to say what, poods?
You forgot to sign off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to
ask you.
Yes, we want to ask you, yes.
The whole season long, now we're at the end. Will you accept our golden rosebuds? It's still awful.
It's still awful.
I just see gold leaf on my asshole.
You know what? And I know how the Venetians did that. I just learned.
Bye, y'all.
Blown glass.
Will you still need me? Will you still feel me?